The next day, the boy returned to the well, hoping to see the girl. To his surprise, the Englishman was there, looking out at the desert.
"I waited all afternoon and evening," he said. "He appeared with the first stars of evening. I told him what I was seeking, and he asked me if I had ever transformed lead into gold. I told him that was what I'd come here to learn. He told me I should try to do so. That's all he said. Go and try."
The boy didn't say anything. The poor Englishman had travelled all this way, only to be told that he should repeat what he had already done so many times.
"So then try," he said to the Englishman.
"That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start now."
As the Englishman left, Fatima arrived and filled her vessel with water.
"I came to tell you just one thing," the boy said. "I want you to be my wife. I love you."
The girl dropped the container and the water spilled.
"I'm going to wait here for you every day. I have crossed the desert in search of a treasure that is somewhere near the pyramids. And for me, the war seemed a curse. But now it's a blessing, because it brought me to you."
"The war is going to end someday," the girl said. The boy looked around him at the date palms. He reminded himself that he had been a shepherd, and that he could be a shepherd again. Fatima was more important than his treasure.
"The tribesmen are always in search of treasure," the girl said,
as if she had guessed what he was thinking.
"And the women of the desert are proud of their tribesmen."
She refilled her vessel and left. The boy went to the well every day to meet with Fatima. He told her about his life as a shepherd, about the king, and about the crystal shop. They became friends. And except for the 15 minutes he spent with her, each day seemed that it would never pass. When he had been at the oasis for about a month, the leader of the caravan called a meeting of all the people travelling with him.